Good afternoon, and thanks for your continuous support, as usual.
Sara, what is the very latest? We've seen the occupation forces now commit to renewed and very serious attacks on Beirut. They are speaking about ensuring a complete siege of the south of Lebanon. We've seen Hezbollah has also sent rockets and drones over to Israel, the north of occupied Palestine. What is the very latest now?
Yes, unfortunately, that the war is back again against Lebanon, and the Israeli military had begun striking the southern Lebanon, and they were striking the southern suburb of Beirut. Actually, from Monday night after midnight, the war was back again towards Lebanon, and the strikes, the Israeli strikes, are not stopping from Monday till now. They are striking everywhere. They are striking sometimes without any warning. They are killing civilian people, from children, from women, from men. And they are saying that it's a huge war now because all the Middle East is bombing within the Iranian war, the American-Israeli war against Iran. So now Lebanese are really at another stage. They are very worried about this exact war. It's different from the previous ones because all the humanitarian aid is different. All the basics are different. Nowadays, Lebanon is still suffering from 2024 Israeli war. And they are still thriving in this life without any basic needs. And now the war is again. The Gulf countries are being attacked. And the Gulf countries, I think they won't send any humanitarian aid to the Lebanese nowadays because they consider that the Hezbollah is fighting on behalf of Iran. So all these consequences, all these factors are now making this war harder than the 2024 war. Actually, I was on the ground on Monday, Tuesday, checking up and following up with the displaced people that evacuated from South Lebanon and southern suburb of Beirut towards the capital, Beirut, and towards the mountain and the safest places in Lebanon. And I was checking their needs. They have no basic needs, nothing at all in this cold weather in Lebanon. They have also, now we have Ramadan, you know, and they are fasting. People, some of them are sick people suffering from so many diseases like diabetes, like blood pressure, like heart problems. So it's really a severe situation nowadays in Lebanon. And the sudden thing that happened last night, that the strikes, the Israeli strikes, were out of southern suburb of Beirut. They were attacking a place called Hazmiyeh. It's near Beirut and near the southern suburb of Beirut. They attacked an hotel there, pretending that there is somebody for Hezbollah in that hotel. They attacked a village called Aramun. Aramun, it's in the mountain, and it's in front of the, facing the southern suburb of Beirut. So this is a wandering attack nowadays, that they are going and expanding more and more out of southern suburb of Beirut and out of the south Lebanon. And what's now all Lebanese are speaking about is the Israeli army is entering the ground on the land in South Lebanon. They are getting more and more kilometers, and they are about 6 kilometers from the borders, and they all are speaking about maybe they want to make an isolation area for Israel, occupying all this Lebanese land for the benefit of them, for strategic benefit of Israel. And nobody knows nowadays where to go. People are very afraid, and they don't have any way to go, where to go. Any place in Lebanon now is threatened, and even the people living in the mountain or towards now North Lebanon, they were receiving today calls from Israel pretending that leave this place or leave this building because we will attack. And then later on, the Lebanese army and the internal security forces in Lebanon discovered that some of these calls, Israeli calls, were fake calls just to make horror and to make people worry and afraid all the time. So this is, sorry for talking too much, but this is in brief our situation nowadays in Lebanon.
No, absolutely, Sarah. I mean, you can speak for as long as is possible to give us the exact updates, because you are in Lebanon, you are a citizen of the country. We saw reports also of Lebanese president advising as a strong directive that the resistance movement, Hezbollah, should disarm with immediate effect. And we're seeing that the resistance has not complied with that. Is this a tactic also that could maybe be employed, where somehow the Zionist regime could get the Lebanese army to face off against Hezbollah directly, and in doing so do their work that they perhaps had intentions for?
Yeah, actually, Israel, this is exactly what Israel wants, to have a fight, a direct fight between the Lebanese army and Hezbollah. And this is what a Lebanese president and prime minister and all the government are trying to get away of this fight, because it's not our fight, not with the Lebanese army and Hezbollah. They are a part of Lebanese people, Hezbollah, and they are not our enemy. Our enemy is Israel. So actually, this is what Israel is trying to do. But unfortunately, after the last strikes on Sunday, Monday, because the head of parliament, the Lebanese parliament, Nabih Birri, he got a guarantee from Hezbollah that we will not enter the war. It's a war against Iran. So let's leave it there, in the region there, not to enter Lebanon again in another war, because Lebanon is suffering too much. We have suffered a lot starting so many years ago from the Israeli occupation and the strike, so many years ago. It's related to 1948, not for now. And we had been suffering from several Israeli wars against Lebanon. Then the war against Gaza, and the Hezbollah, when they stand beside Gaza, and Lebanon was again suffering from 2023 till now. So for this, they asked Hezbollah not to enter the Iranian-Israeli-American war, because it's not our issue. They will, we are a small country regarding Iran, Israel, and USA. But what happened. So after the strikes of Hezbollah against Israel, and after what Israel has been doing from late night of Sunday till now, and destroying the infrastructure, killing civilians, they are expanding the war, they are entering on the land, they are attacking us from the sea, from the military ships, from airstrikes, drones, and from the border, so from everywhere. Really, they expanded a lot, and it's harder, as I said, than the previous war in 2024. For this, the Lebanese president and the prime minister and the head of parliament are saying that we will not pay the bill again. Lebanese people are not the people that they will always being the victims. So for this, they are trying as much as they can in front of the international community, in front of USA, as we can say as well, to handle the situation, to get it not to get more worse as it's now. And they are trying their diplomacy ways, and they declared that yes, they want to disarmament Hezbollah and to let Hezbollah work only as a political party in Lebanon, not as a military party in Lebanon. So, but really, it's a hard decision, because Hezbollah has their supporters, and they believe that if they give their weapons to the Lebanese army, they will be not too much safe, even from Israel or even from the Syrian border, because also there is the Reuters mentioned that Syrian troops are gathered beside the Lebanese borders, and Hezbollah are worried that they will have another fight with the Syrian army regarding Ahmad al-Sharia president. So this is in brief what's happening nowadays, and the worries and the fear of Lebanese and of Hezbollah.